So, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we continue. I believe this is the 10th shir in Chavos Levavos. And we are here in the third, in Shaar B'Tochen, Perek Gimel. And, you know, there's two ways to learn Chavos Levavos. There was a great rabbi, Rabbi Asher of Luniel, Rabbi Asher ben Shalamya of Luniel, who made a kitzur Chavos Levavos. He held so much of Chavos Levavos, he lived in the 1200s, I believe. He felt it was so important that he made a kitzur, and he divided the kitzur into seven parts, so that he could learn the whole Chavos Levavos every week. But of course, his kitzur was a real kitzur. It was like 5-10% of the whole sefer. But that's losing the whole flavor of how the Chavos Levavos develops his thinking. Really, part of the beauty is not just the yesoidus, but the development, his way of thinking, his analysis. I'm not going through word for word with you, we're sort of going in the middle of the road. We're culling some of the main yesodos, but with a little bit of his analysis and how he develops it. So he has tenoyim, he has agdamas, he has conditions for bitachon, he has agdamas, prefaces to bitachon. So everything has a very small different nuance of meaning. Here we're holding in the second Hakdama, the second introduction, before you even start discussing Bitachon. He says, you have to know, last week we learned the first Hakdama in the third Shaar. So here he says like this, the second thing you must know is that part of Bitachon is to know that the Rabbanu Shalom Mistakel Olav, Hashem is staring at us every single second. Hashem is scrutinizing us. We're under a fine microscope. Even as I talk right now, the Baruch Shalom is picking our brains. The Baruch is not merely looking at our actions, but he's looking at our thoughts and our hearts. Nothing is hidden from the Baruch Shalom. Both the Amunah that's visible, Nireis, and the Amunah that's Svunah. The Rabbi Shalom knows him. Hashem knows if we really have, if we trust him with a full heart. As it says in Tilam Tzadik Dalid, Adonai Yodea Machshavos Adam Kehemoy Havel. Hashem knows the real thoughts of man, that most of them are Havel, they're a waste. And what we're so proud of ourselves, the great thoughts we have, are just empty, hollow, hot air. Hema Havel, hot air. And Shlomo Melech says it again in Mishlei Chavdalet, Haloi Toichen Libois Hu Yavin. The Rabbi Nishtalm, who is Toichen Libois, Hashem designed our hearts. He knows what's going on in the hearts. And the truth is Hashem knows better. It's really an incredible thing. There's a great Musar Haskel to be learned from the Y2K bug, which the world is so totally obsessed with as we are approaching this next millennium, because the third millennium, actually, end of the second here, because it's a Peladei Gazach. Somebody, a few programmers, made a mistake only 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, and they designed all the computers in the world without 2,000 properly printed out, just OO, and therefore the computer can read OO as either 1900 or 2000. This bug is unbelievable. It's really amazing. People are spending billions and billions, every company, every country's, and companies are putting aside tens, hundreds of billions, and it's very serious. And the mamash are afraid there's going to be a big crash, and they came to find it. Because deep in the program, there might be hidden the Y2K bug that they have to go through line by line and word by word in order to weed it out. See, even the designers don't know anymore what they did. The designers don't even know. But one thing's for sure, if you have a little bug, it can destroy everything. A panemia is like a little bug, it can destroy everything. And so too in our hearts, the Baruch Hashem wants of us that absolute bitachon. We don't even know ourselves. Hashem knows. Hashem is the one that programmed us, so he knows the emes. He knows exactly where the bugs are. Of course, we have free choice, but there's bugs inside every one of us. We ourselves don't know, and the Baruch Hashem knows the emes. And we, our job, in order to be professional bali bitachon, to earn the BB degree, bali bitachon. Mamish, we have to really check, even if we think we got bitachon. As we say in davening, v'sein sachar toiv l'chol ha'boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. Hashem gives a good schar, which is this world too, and this world and the next world, if it's be'emes. And we can fool ourselves. So he says, the side of bitachon is that Hashem knows the emes, and we shouldn't fool ourselves. And we have to constantly work on bitachon. You cannot, just like you know that your car, lahavdil, needs constant maintenance. You have the best car in the world, and it rolls out of the showroom. But it has to be maintained, and you have to tune it up, and you have to clean it, and you have to change the oil. So a person has to go keseder into his hard disk and see, look out for bugs. Even if there wasn't a bug in the first place, something might have crept in. And he says in Malachim, Ki ato yodata levavchas levav kol bni adam. You, Rabbi Shlom, yourself know the hearts of man. And Derech Agav, we once spoke about this. Tosis in the Shabbos, and I believe it's Daf Yud Beis, has the Shaila. Can you give me a Gemara Shabbos, please? The Gemara has the Shaila over there. Tosis speaks about the question whether Malachi Hashareis, thank you, whether Malachi Hashareis know men's thoughts. Do the angels know the thoughts deep in the heart of men? So the Gemara says that Malachi Hashareis are not Makir and Lashon Arami. They don't know Aramaic. Malachi Hashareis don't know Aramaic. It's not for them. It's a corrupted language. Except for Gavriel, says Tosis. Tosis, he knows every language. But Tosis, fair, the tema, the afilo machshava shebelev, kol adam yodim. They zichano machshava shebelev shel adam, but Lashon Arami ain't yodim. So it says, they know the machshavas in the person's heart. So they wouldn't know the language of Arami. How could it be that the external language, they don't know? They even know what's going on in man's hearts. So how could it be that they don't know Lashon Arami? So who told Tosis that Malachi Hashareis know machshavas in people's hearts? That Tosis doesn't say we know that from. He says there are pasha though that angels know the thoughts in the heart of men. So if they know the thoughts, how can it be they don't know Lashon Arami? So the answer is that even there are psukim. So the Mefarshim here in the back bring down various psukim that it's mashma that an angel can know thoughts. But there's a difference between a thought and machshava shebelev. Even thought is not the depth of a person. A thought is your brain. But the angels don't know what's going on. They really don't know in the lev. The machshavas halev mamish, they don't really know. Only Hashem knows the lev. That's what this pasuk says b'feir. It's not like that. This pasuk says, even if Malach knows my mind, like what I'm thinking, but a Malach... It says, Ki ato yodata levavcha es levav kol bnei adam. Only Hashem knows. Only Hashem. Shalom Melo said here in Malachim Aleph Perikhes, Ki ato yodata levavcha es levav kol bnei adam. Only, he says, levavcha, only Hashem knows, really. The real program, a Malach can know certain things, he can't know everything. A Malach doesn't know the depth of the heart. He might know there's some thoughts, but the heart, only the Rebbeinu knows, mamish the heart. The heart, that's for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's where there's bugs inside. But listen to what he says over here. He says, therefore, a person should only say, that he's a Baal Bitachon. So here, there's a degree called Baal Bitachon. I'm not joking. There's a BB, Bayes degree called Baal Bitachon. It's something we should all earn. It's the goal of our life. But a person, it's not right for a person to proclaim with his mouth that he's Bateh Balakim Yisbarach, unless a person believes in Hashem in the depth of his heart, in the depth of his subconscious. You have to be true. Why? Because, first of all, if you are not sincere, the Navi Yeshaya says in Perek Chavtes, v'piv uvesvasav kibduni, v'libo richak mimeni, with his mouth and with his lips, he honored me, but his heart is far away. So, Hashem wants the hearts, so if a person, his heart is not fully with Hashem, but he claims he is, and text tells everybody what great Baal Bitachon he is, so that's false. And Hashem doesn't like that. But the Mefarshim say another vort over here. The Mefarshim say they can bring to a chilul Hashem. Why? Because, since a person claims he's a Baal Bitachon, and then afterwards he might face a test, and fail the test, and in the end, he will come chas shalom to punishment. So there, it's chilul Hashem. People say, you see the Baal Bitachon, look what happened to the Baal Bitachon. It doesn't pay to have faith in God. This man used to tell us all the time, he's the biggest Baal Bitachon. He has faith in Hashem, and look, Hashem abandoned him. Look what happened to him. If he would have been a Baal Bitachon, really, everything would have worked out fine. But since he wasn't really Baal Bitachon, Hashem couldn't give him what he says he's worthy of. So therefore, the Chavetz Chavos warns us that a person shouldn't make claims about Bitachon until he really is sure he's there. Otherwise, he angers Hashem, and it also can bring to a Chilul Hashem. So now he says, Hakdama Shlisha. So what's the third Hakdama? What's the third prerequisite to Bitachon? That is, that to really, what is that bug there? So how will you please identify the bug? What is this bug that contaminates the purity of our Bitachon? What is it, Taka? How do I identify? What do I look for? What do I look? I'm going back into the program. What do I look for that is going to make my Bitachon crash? And the answer is that true Bitachon is sheyift, very simple. True Bitachon sheyiftach ala lehav levadoi. You have to have only Hashem and nobody else. Nothing else. Anything that you mechuyit bibateach b'Hashem, al yishatev elavachi, you cannot have any partners with God. God will brook no partners. I believe in God, but I believe in my boss also. I believe in my boss. He promised me a salary, and I know that I can, I believe in my boss. The boss is only a pawn in Hashem's hand. If Hashem doesn't want, the boss will fire you tomorrow. The boss only hired you because Hashem told him to hire you. And when Hashem wants, the boss will be disenchanted with you. You lose your job. So don't think that you lost your funding. Something happened. Oh, the United States of America is disenchanted. I lost my funding. It's not the United States of America. It's the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Hashem puts in the hearts of your employers, your bosses, whatever, that they should like you or dislike you. And if you believe in actually boss as some shaykhs, and you're going to try to please the boss, you're missing the whole point. And the same thing he says. Now again, we're getting into very touchy seconds. This is a very touchy area. This is a very touchy area, and this is the area of medicine. This is the area of medicine. He says, even when it comes to medicine, a person has to be careful not to put too much faith in the doctor. Now this is a little more difficult because there's no mitzvah to believe in your boss. No mitzvah. I mean, yeah. Well, let's say you have to work, but you have to believe in this particular person that he has some powers, or this person was not this fellow who's running your company and he's in charge of the computers. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to believe in him. But a doctor, the Torah says, a rapi, that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave a doctor a license to heal. And it's a mitzvah, it's not only a reshus, now that it's a reshus, it's a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah of Ashivai Saloi. When a doctor heals, he fulfills a Torah mitzvah of returning somebody's health. It's a mitzvah like returning a lost article. And it's a mitzvah really to go to the doctor. Also shmartam nafshu sechem. A person should go to a doctor when necessary. So it's a mitzvah to heal, and it's a mitzvah to be healed. So this already is a little more serious. Nevertheless, this also we have to keep in mind. He says, even though there's a mitzvah, but again, the doctor is still with God's license. That's why the Torah says, V'rapo yirape mikanshin reshus l'rape l'rapas. First, he has to get a license. Once he has reshus, once he may, then he must. But first, he may. So he has to, and the may comes from Hashem. In other words, the doctor, his Harvard diploma from Harvard Medical, Columbia Medical, is not what gives him his license to practice. Don't be sumach on that. He can still make big mistakes. So the biggest Harvard grads and Columbia grads have committed big malpractice and killed their patients. Because it is Hashem who really guides the hands of the surgeon and guides the mind of the internist to prescribe the right medicine. And ultimately, it's the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's what we daven every day, Refeinu Hashem and Erefei. So what are we davening for? If I go to my doctor, what am I davening for? Of course, I'm davening that the doctor should be a good shliach. And therefore, even there, you shouldn't put too much faith in the doctor. Ultimately, you have to say, just like, it goes even deeper, but when I go to work, again, I am going to work, but my faith is that Hashem doesn't want, I'm not going to make one sale today. I have to make sales, and I'm doing the sales work, this is my shtadlus, but I know ultimately that I knock on the door, it is not my bright, sweet smile, and my great voice, and my genial personality, which is going to make me the sale. I have to daven, Rebbeinu Shlom, please put in the head of this person, he should buy my Fuller brushes. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Let him buy my Avon products. Let him buy my carpets and my rugs, or else it's not going to happen. So with doctors, he says, so the truth of the matter is that, I don't want to get off on a tangent here with doctors, but the Ramban, who himself was a doctor, and certainly endorses the medical arts, but in the Parsha B'chukosa, where he speaks about the highest levels of Bitachon, so he says that, Maloi L'roifim B'beis Oiv De Hashem, what is a doctor doing in the house of a person who's truly serving Hashem? If a person was serving Hashem properly, he wouldn't need an intermediary between him and their Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani Hashem Roifecha, the Torah, Hashem says, I'm your doctor. If we were on the proper Madrega, we could go directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam for food. We're not holding there. But even when we're holding by doctors, we should know that Hashem is really the ultimate doctor, and the Iker is Rafeinu. But I'm not going to get off on a tangent on medicine, but he does bring down the Pasuk here in Divrei Hayamim, that Asa, one of the kings of Israel, who had bad, he was punished with his feet, he had big problems with his feet, arthritis, gout, some kind of a limp. So it says there, v'gam b'chol yoy loy dorash es Hashem ki baroifim, and he was punished. He was a lamros chassidu. So despite the fact that Asa was a big chassid, but it says when he was sick, he didn't search out God, he didn't beseech Hashem, loy dorash es Hashem ki baroifim, but he looked at the doctors. Again, is anything wrong going to the doctor? No. But the thing was, he really put, only God knows that, only Hashem can say. He put more faith in his doctor than the Ribbono Shel Olam, and is looking for second opinions and third opinions. He should have spent more time saying tilm to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada, if you're not on the highest level, you have to go to a doctor, but how much are you putting into the doctor? Go and say tilm that the Ribbono Shel Olam should send you to the right doctor in the first place. Go say tell him that the doctor, you should be zoichah, that the doctor should be the shliach and give you a refuah shlema, and it should be without pain. Because you're not zoichah, it says, yishlach, what is shayin pasuk, yishlach, you have a tillim over here. It says in the pasuk that, you have to be careful, that doctor, there's also side effects. You have to daven that there should not be side effects. So he's saying tell him, Vashtaten Pasuk over there, I'm not sure I'll be able to find it, but I think it's Vashtaten is in Pasuk, it says, Yemalet Mishchi Saisam. Yishtar Dvar Vir Poyem, Yemalet Mishchi Saisam. Hashem sends his word, and he heals somebody, and he saved the person, Mishchi Saisam, from the deleterious side effects that can come with medical. Yemalet Mishchi Saisam. And that's why, you know, it says in the Pasuk by a doctor of Basar Adam, it says, Rapo Yirape. The pay has a dogish, has a shtach. And when we die, we say, Rafei, no Hashem, and they Rafei, with a rafe, soft. When Hashem cures us, it's soft and tender. There's no side effects. There's no, chas v'shalom side effects. When it's a doctor, it can be shchisoysam. There can be other pains and other tzaras coming. So you say, Yishla advar v'yirpoyim, v'yamaleit mishchisoysam. So he says this too requires bitachon. Even going to a doctor requires bitachon. So therefore, W. Yaduah, who he says that if a person is mamane shnei mamunim a yaiser lemali eiz a tafkid azein lemini ze erech. He says it's known that if you appoint one person, do something for you to be your agent, it gets done. If you appoint two people, nobody does it. It was right just in Daf Yomi. Was it Daf Yud? Was Aleph? Was the Gemara over there that with the mezuzah? Mora says a mezuzah of a city is only checked once, of the Shavuot is only checked once in a Yovel. So Drash should make it easy. Because anything that's given over to a Rabbim, more than one person, that the whole city is in charge over here, if you make it too hard for them, no one's going to do anything. Remember that rule in making committees, that if it's too hard, no one's going to, it'll never happen. So it comes to a Tzibur, you have to remember that. For once in a Yovel you check. You only check a mezuzah once in a Yovel. It's outside, mind you. It's in the Shar of the city. Says Rashi, because as the Gemara says in Baal Basra, Keder Dvei Shutzvi, Loi Chamimi V'Loi Kariri, the partner's pot is neither cold nor hot. It's always lukewarm. So, if you have partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to get a lukewarm from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you say Ribbono Shel Olam, Eino. So, the Navi Ora Gevresh Yiftach Ba'odam, the sum basas royoy min adonai yaser liboy. Cursed is the man who puts his faith in men, the sum basas ro, and puts his power in flesh, and minadono yosalibo, and takes his heart away from the Ribbono Shel'olam. Even if he has his heart partially with the Ribbono Shel'olam, but he puts some of his faith in other human beings, so that person is, that itself is a curse. Or, it's a curse. Baruch hageva sheyiftach ba'adonoi v'hoya adonoi miftachet. Then he says in the fourth hakdama, the fourth important thing is, he says, well, listen, the proof, positive, so why is the proof that you're putting your full faith in Hashem? The proof that you're really putting your faith in Hashem and you got rid of the bugs, that you're not putting your faith in people. This is so hard, this is a lifetime of work. Not to put your faith in people. Not to chan for people. Not to be a people pleaser. It says, a person should try to find chen in the eyes of people too. But it says, first is b'nei elakim. And it says, v'yisim nekiyim. A person has to be naki. A person has to be careful not to antagonize people. A person should not arouse suspicion. A person has to bend over backward to be humble. We said of Yetzir Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he dealt with B'nai Yisrael, he was very self-effacing. He always bowed down to everybody. He was nichna to everybody. He was an eved to people. He wasn't brazen. He wasn't audacious. And avada with people, you have to be find chayin with people and be edel to people and make them happy. You have to be a people pleaser in the sense that that's the mitzvah of chaveru. Person has to be edel and fine and good and geschmack, but not for the sake of some advantage. Not because that's the right way. Because that's how halacha is, that a person should be nice to other people and never try to hurt anybody and do everything to help if possible. But not in any way for my advantage. Once I'm doing something for my advantage, I send you a birthday card because I have a favor to ask you tomorrow. Thus is showing aura gever. This is a curse that I'm putting my faith in you and I am trying to please you so that tomorrow I get a favor out of you. I'm sending you a birthday card. I want to make it feel good. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, so again, the person has a boy dick in his heart. Why am I sending this person a birthday card? Why am I sending a person a birthday card? Am I doing it to get a favor tomorrow? And I'm putting my faith in that person that he can get me a good job, or he can get me a good deal. He'll get me or am I doing it because I really like him and I really want to make him feel good? Oh, this is the bedika. This is the bedika. So he says that so the proof positive, he says, that you are a person who is really putting faith in Hashem and not in people is that a person becomes a God pleaser more than a people pleaser. That means the same amount of time you put into, so you send the guy the birthday card, but you went ahead, you went to the store, in this shop, right, the great card store, all kinds of cards in Tolman, and you spent half an hour trying to find the perfect card for your boss. Did you spend that much time looking for Lulav and Esrig this year? How much time did you put into getting a Lulav and Esrig? Or did you send your wife to pick it up for you? Or your kid? Or you told the guy, you know, just bring me over to the house a Lulav and Esrig, you know, just whatever is fine. Never forget, man, I momish when, I must say, I lost it. I was in the store there, I was climbing a little over the strike for myself and my boys for hours, and people asked me, okay, they didn't know. I was with them, we did it together. And then a shiksa comes into the store. A guy who had once learned in yeshivas. A guy who was once a rav, mind you. Then he went off and became a lawyer. He decided Rabbanus too harsh. So what became of this guy? He sent his Spanish shiksa to the store to just pick up a little nesek of him. Azoy vayt gefallen. How you can, what's going to come from a person? The mogul learned in yeshiva, was once a rav. Didn't like the Rabbanus, he became a professional, but it's fine. This is not a job for everybody, the rabbinate. You know, I always say it's not a job for a nice Jewish boy. It's only a job for a very nice Jewish boy. You're very nice. Yeah, you like people. Otherwise, but to go send your Spanish shiksa to go back, to this day, I can't forget it. I can't forget it. The guy sends his shiksa to go pick up a little Nesrik for him. Unbelievable. Because she has, you know, she has good taste. So, the kids, so how much time do we spend on being bodyguard tzitzis every day, and how much time do we spend on making our customers be happy? How much time do we spend on the season's greeting cards we send out, all kosher without anything on it? How much time do we spend on the season greeting card, and how much time do you spend on making sure you have nice clean tzitzis, and your talis is beseder, and you have a new pair of tefillin, you check your tefillin lately, maybe it's scratched, so that we don't check the tefillin. But before you go to the customer, you make sure to take your little comb with you, and we brush our hair a little bit, and make sure you shave another time. So the face for the customer, we make sure it's very clean and neat and fine. Make sure you make my tie right, and gotta make the button over here. But, we gotta check their tzitzit, make sure the tzitzit's over there. So we have to check every morning before we make a bracha. The kitzur is a litmus test that a person's a bateach, vashem is that a person that becomes a God pleaser far more than a people pleaser. That is one of the great simanim of Hakam. Because it's Pashut, he says, that if you are Mamres Hashem, if you know Befeirish, you're doing things against the Rabbanu Shlom, how can you say Abitachon Hashem? It doesn't make sense. You expect Hashem is going to take care of you if you're constantly speaking words that you know He hates, you're looking at things you know He hates, you're going places you know He hates, you're acting in the way you know He hates, you're thinking thoughts that Hashem despises, so you want to curry Hashem's favor by doing things that are despicable to the Rabbanu Shlom. It's a lie. You're not a Baal Bitachon. You're lying to yourself. You're fooling yourself. You're totally fooling yourself. If you think Hashem, your whole life is dependent on the Rabbanu Shlom, then you have to spend a lot of time pleasing the Rabbanu Shlom, thinking thoughts, how can I please the Rabbanu Shlom? How can I make a campaign? I have to make a goodwill campaign over here. I've got to please the Rabbanu Shlom. What can I do to please the Rabbanu Shlom? Maybe I have to do this mitzvah. Maybe I have to get this aveira out of my life. Maybe I have to learn more. Maybe I have to taka do tzedakah better, with more seichel, nitzdam, impulsively, chaplap, defensive tzedakah. If someone bugs me enough, I give them tzedakah. Now I don't look how worthy the cause is. My money is hefker, but I don't think about it. Defensive tzedakah, to get it off my back, or whatever, to make my friends happy, I'll be a better citizen, please my friends. I'm giving tzedakah to please my friends, not Donnie. Because that's my friend's cause, so I want to be popular. The kids start thinking about everything we do. Am I giving to tzedakah because I want to be done to the Rabbanu Shlom? Mahu racham, afatar racham. Hashem is merciful. I want to be merciful. That's the greatest form of flattery is imitation. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So if I want to flatter the Rabbanu Shlom, I'll imitate the Rabbanu Shlom. Hashem is merciful. I'm going to really be merciful, really empathetic. And I'm going to be so nice to my wife. I'll be so nice to my wife. The empathy starts at home. Sympathy doesn't start with tzedakah. The biggest tzedakah is to be nice to my wife and my children, and to be really concerned for their feelings, really, not baloney, but really. And emes, I feel tzar for my wife. She works so hard, and she has this pain and that pain. She's so emotionally fragile. I feel so bad for my children. That's such a hard day in school. They come home. I want to make life easy for them and geschmack for them. I want to make it good for them because I really feel for them. And it's not I want to be the good dad. I want to give them quality time for my conscience sake. But I really care about my children. I really feel I want to make them a little happier. I see they're depressed a little bit. I want to make them a simcha. I want to make it freilich for them. I want to care about them. I'm going to learn with them because I want them to grow up. I want to improve their lives. I want to make them good. And I want to get nachas, my kid, the A student. I'm doing it. That's what the Rabbanu Shlom doing. If Hashem wants A students, Hashem wants the happy, happy, holy children. So I'm being with my kids because I want to be happy and holy and holy and happy. And I'm with my wife because I really care about her. I really, not because she shouldn't bug me anymore. And I want to have shalom bias because the opposite of shalom bias is hell. So I'm doing it because I shouldn't have Gehenna. But not because I really care about my wife. But the idea is I don't want the Gehenna of a nagging wife. So that's why I'm doing it. That's what a bunch of does things for us. Hashem does things because He really mahu rachum of atorachum. Mahu chanun nafatochanon. Hashem really cares. Hashem really loves us. Hashem really mamish is concerned for our welfare. So that's why I do anything good. I do chesed because. And I go benachem over today by somebody in the Shdor Gadach. I'm not going because of the social obligation and because they came to visit me or they did something for me. I'm going because of the Rabbanu Shlom's benachem avolim and I have to benachem avolim. And I'm doing it l'shem yichud. And even if I don't mean it, I started off leaving the house because of the social purposes. But now that I'm by the door, I'm saying, am I so stupid that I'm doing this mitzvah Hashem Yisborach, this opportunity to remake my personality, to be a divine person? I'm doing it just for a social purpose, like a goy does it. Any goy can be Menachem Avol like that. Even the Chayid, and a Yid is an artist, a Yid is a sculptor. And as opposed to remake my entire personality to be a replica of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That's why I'm doing it. And that's real bitachon. That imitation is the highest form of flattery. Then I want to flatter the Rabbanu Shlom taka. I want to flatter the Rabbanu Shlom show. That's the ultimate bitachon. I want to be like him. And when I'm like the Rabbanu Shlom, the Rabbanu Shlom is like me. And I'm avatal my ratzon to the ratzon Hashem, so Hashem avatals ratzon to my ratzon. That's real bitachon. Real bitachon is to be a God pleaser, says the Chovetz Chavos. To be a God pleaser. And therefore it says, until I'm lamed zayin betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. The proof that you really betach b'Hashem is that you do good. But you do good because you want to please Hashem. You do good because you want to emulate Hashem. Shechon eretz urei amuna. Stay where you are. Don't go traveling and running around so much. Urei amuna. Urei is with an ayin. Urei means and cultivate amuna. Have an amuna garden. Everybody should have a little garden. Everybody needs a little garden in their life. You have to garden. And it's very nice to have roses and petunias and daisies. It's a beautiful garden. But the first garden is the garden of our hearts. And there we cultivate real faith in Hashem. And every good deed we do, in a divine fashion, it's a beautiful flower, and we enjoy it for the rest of our lives. It's not a perennial, it's an eternal flower. It's a flower that never dies, it stays forever, it's a good reyach, it's a beautiful thing, and it inspires, I did a shena mitzvah, l'shem shemayim in my life. Finally I did something, l'shem the Rebbeinu Shel, not for my, out of my habits, and not because of again, I'm trying to impress people or make myself feel good and a sop to my conscience. I finally did a mitzvah because I really cared. I was nice to my wife, not to stop her nagging, and not because I'm afraid she'll divorce me, but I'm doing it because, a million reasons, without a karsatai. She's a human being, and the only person who make a wife happy is a husband. And I'm making her happy, plus I want the mitzvah to make her happy. And I can be nice to her and empathetic to her, and I'll listen to her for once. I'll keep my big mouth shut, and I'll keep my big ears open and my big heart open, because the ears are not enough. The ears are just a funnel to the heart. And for once in a while, I'll keep my big heart open, and my heart will also be silent. I'm going to really listen to her pain, and I'll empathize and see what I can do to really, really, really be nice to her. Really care about her. Not stop getting off my back. Give pot the gavarn. Because I want to be like the Rebbeinu Shel. Because I'm a Baal B'Tochen. And the Baal B'Tochen means I want to please Hashem. And more than I want to be like Hashem. Because that's what Hashem wants from me. And the more talk, I want to be like Hashem. I say, this is my man. This man I help. This man I give simcha. I'm filled with Hashem. And we don't have Hashem. Bitachon means to be filled with Hashem. Ultimately, bitachon means to be filled with Hashem. Then you have an enthusiastic life. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek. Entheos. God within. Entheos. God within. So bitachon really, bitachon about Hashem. Bitachon is an intellectual thing. Bitachon is in the heart. Bitachon is my whole being is permeated with the Rebbeinu Shel. Bitachon means I am, so to speak, the Rebbeinu Shel. I am totally a Mishkan L'Shechina. So of course, if I'm totally the Rebbeinu Shel, we are inseparable. Everything's going to be great. Because it can't be otherwise. Because I'm the Rebbeinu Shel, totally, I'm saturated with the Rebbeinu Shel. I'm soaked with the Rebbeinu Shel. So what Shaykh, we're inseparable. But if I'm not pleasing the Rebbeinu Shel, I'm doing everything for either myself or to please the ganze Welt that I think is good for myself. Das heißt bitachon. Das ist bitachon. It's falsch. There's no shaykhs to bitachon. It's ora gevra shiftach ba'adam. That's mamash a curse. Because without the Rebbeinu Shel inside us, we are cursed, Rachman Lassan. The only brach is when Hashem is inside of us. Baruch ha-gevra shiyitav bitachon means Hashem, I want to be like you. I want mahu rachama batochanun. I want to be mamash Rebbeinu Shel. A carbon copy of the Rebbeinu Shel. Carbon copy of the Rebbeinu Shel. Rebbeinu Shel, come in. I want to be, I welcome you into my life. Come, Rebbeinu Shel, come. I'm not avoiding you. Come. That's why we fill our hearts with Torah and with Yiras. That's why a person has to learn, because really, unless we learn, the hearts are so hard. So you go and you take a piece of frozen meat. You can't do anything with a piece of frozen meat. First, you have to thaw it out. You have to defrost it. A Torah is a varmkeit. Torah is what defrosts our frozen hearts, and then we put Torah in the heart, then we have to tenderize the Torah. The Torah is first the defrost cycle in the microwave. You're defrosting. You can't even tenderize it. And then you put the salt, and you put the tenderizing, and then you can start cooking it. Then you can start cooking with Besser Zachen, with mitzvahs, and all the things. But without Torah, the heart is a piece of ice. Without Torah, the heart is ice. There's no place for the Rebbeinu Shel. There's no room for the Rebbeinu Shel. It's a kaltif, a freyer in the heart. There's no room for anything. Zog to Chav Zavov is, but bitachon is, betach Vashem, vasei toiv. But if a person thinks he's gonna be Hashem, he says, bitachon Vashem, that Hashem is gonna answer my prayers when I'm still not answering Hashem's prayer. Hashem davens for us every day. Gemara says, there are a bunch of davens. Just like we daven to Hashem, Hashem davens. And what Hashem davens every day is, oh, I wish that Yankel, and I wish that Shmerel, and I wish that Avremelo will be good Jews. I wish they'll welcome me into their hearts. I wish they'll be like me. Oy, I wish they'd be like me. I wish they want to copy me. I wish they'd learn Torah Takavi, the Dark Design, Torah to emulate the Rebbeinu Shel Mahua Vato. I wish they'd be Erlich Yidden. I wish they'd be talking to me. That's what Hashem davens. I wish they'd really want to serve me and they love me. Oh, but they don't love me. They love themselves. They love other people. So how do you expect Hashem to do your Ratzon if you're not doing His Ratzon? Hashem davens every day also. We're constantly disappointing Hashem. We are constantly throwing Hashem's prayers back into His face. Hashem every day it's a brach and kavi yachal that we are not answering His prayers, so you expect that He should answer our prayers. It's gavalt, mamash gavalt. So, b'teach b'Hashem has to be a person who is doing the Ratzon Hashem. Impossible otherwise. This is the fourth Hakdama of the Chavos Levavos, and the Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll continue with the future Hakdamas.